We're starting Nun Gimel Aleph about six lines down, two dots. Tanu Rabbanan. Here's what the Brisa says: Nachshu Yedlumi Yisrovi Yisrovi Yedlumi. Nachshu, if a Jew, if a non-Jew lights from a Jew's candle, or a Jew lights from a non-Jew's candle, Mevarchalav, then you can make a bracha. Nachshu Minachshu Yim Mevarchalav. If a non-Jew did it from a non-Jew's candle, then he can't make a bracha. Baramir Eishan. Maishan Nachshu Minachshu Lo. Why not? Mishum Lo Shavas. It didn't rest. Yachshu Yisrovi Minachshu Namihal Lo Shavas. But if a Jew lit it from a Nachshu, then it also didn't rest because he got it straight from the guys that was there on Shabbos. V'chitim Hachshu Yisrovi Lei Mechachshu Minahu. If you're going to say that is, it was gone, and now it's another thing. And it happened by the hands of the Jew. If you bring out a flame into the Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be chayiv. Am I chayiv? Why? Whatever you took out is not the same thing that you're putting down. Whatever you put down is not what you're taking out, because it's a brand new flame. So you have to say that there's an issur. When you're making the bracha, you're doing on the thing that's extra, and that thing is mutter. Yachi, because you did it after Shav is over. Yachi nachmi nachmi nami. So even by a non-Jew, from a non-Jew, you should say it's something mutter. If you say nechnam, you're right. Gzer mishu nachrishon va'amad rishon. But you can't from a non-Jew, because if you see people doing it from a candle, then a non-Jew lit from a non-Jew's candle, they'll start using the first non-Jew's candle in the Amud Rishon, the first pillar of fire, and that's a problem. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it non-Jew from a non-Jew. Two dots. Tarabanim, halachutz l'krach, a guy is walking outside the city, or and he sees light. Yimrov nachorin mevarach, if it's mostly goyim, then you can't make a bracha on a barim ha'reish. Yimrov Yisrael mevarach, if it's Rov Yisrael, you could. Hagov v'shkamat, yimrov nachorin mevarach, mechzal mechzal mevarach. But if it's half and half, then you assume you could make a bracha. Haratan, yimrov Yisrael mevarach, if it's Rov Yisrael, then you make a bracha mechzal mechzal mevarach. But if it's half and half, then you don't make the bracha. But didn't Rav feel mechzal mechzal nami mevarach? Really, if it's half and half, you also can make a bracha. I did reisha, but I did ten reisha because the reisha says Rov Nachrin Tanaseva Rov Yisrael. So to end the Seva, it says Rov Yisrael, and that's the only reason why he says it that way. But really, could have said Mechzal Mechzal. I don't know about him. The guy is walking outside the Ratzin Bavu Kabiyadu, see a kid, and he's got a torch in his hand. Bodekach, check him out. If he's a Jew, then you can make the bracha. You assume you did it after Shabbos. Nachrin Mavarach, but if it's a guy, not. My Yitinikwai, a child. I feel good. Even a Gadol should be the same thing. I'm Rav Yudam Rav. It's really close to Shkia. Gadol Mukum is a Devadi Nachri. If it's a Gadol, then for sure it was a Nachri that happened. Tinok, Emi Yisrael, who agree with Nachrin. Maybe it's Yisrael, and he happened to find something. Therefore, he got it. But if it's an older person, for sure it's a non-Jew, because how could he be holding a candle so close to Shkia? Ton Rabbanan. Two dots. Hayim halachus l'krach v'ro or. So if he was walking outside the city and he sees light, im avak v'yav kivshan, if it's a really thick light, like the amount that you have in a kiln, mevarchal, you can berachal on it. V'im lavin mevarchal, but if not, then you're not going to be berachal. Tani chada, or shol kivshan mevarchal, you could do by the light of a kiln. You can berachal, tani yidachim mevarchal, but Bryce says you can't. V'kashav v'tchilu v'soif. Bryce, we say, in the beginning of where it burns, right, that ore is not there to light up, and therefore you can't make a bracha on it. It's just to start burning, etc. But after it's been lighting for a while, then you use la'ora, that's when you can make a bracha on it. So tani chada, or shol ten, or shol Kirayim, the light of an oven or these small little ovens, you can make a bracha matani yirichim v'varchalav, but another bracha says you can't. V'lokashav v'tchilu v'sof, again, depends, in the beginning or at the end. Right, in the beginning you can't, but in the end, right, you can make a bracha on it because, again, you would use it also for light itself. Tani chadu or shol b'sak anesu, shol b'sak medrash, if it's the light of a shol and a base medrash v'varchalav, you can make a bracha matani yirichim v'varchalav, but then it says you can't. V'lokashav yikadam chashav, if there's an adam chashav, then it could be that you're not doing it for light, you're doing it for chashivas, and therefore you can't make a bracha on it. Hadalek adam chashav, if there's no adam chashav, then you're doing it for light, then you can bracha v'yivay seima. Hava hadikah they're both where there's an adam chashav, lokash hadika chazana. One is where there's a shamish. Hadlech chazana, if there's a shamish and there isn't a shamish. Now, if we're saying like this, if you're going to say that there's a shamish that's eating over there, then he's doing it for the or, and therefore you make the bracha on that. But if there's no chazan, no shamish there, then you don't know why he might have brought it, because they might have brought it for the adam chashav. You by saying hadika chazana, but lokash hadika zahar, lokash zahar. If there's a moon, right, then they don't necessarily need the light. They're doing it out of chashivas. But if there's no moon, then they're doing it for light. Okay, even though there's an adam chashav. Two dots. Tan Rabbanan. Hayoshim beis medrash v'hevi olif neim. So they were sitting in a beis medrash. They brought ore in front of the bishamar. So everybody should make their own bracha. But in beis olam yachom v'varachal kulam, one should make a bracha for everybody. Mishum shamar barov amadrash melech. It's better if you have a lot of people doing it together. Mishum beis olam mefarish taima. Beis olam explained his reason. Elav beis shamar my time was beis shamar's reasoning why you said that each one should do their own k'savrim mini bittol beis medrash. You don't want to do each got one guy being a vatal everybody to make the brachas so everybody here. Tan Yachov yobreisu shul beis olam galilu yomer marpe beis medrash. He wouldn't even say a suta or gezuntite in the beis medrash. You need bittol beis medrash because it's mevatal people in the beis medrash. Two dots. In baruch alone ever love b'samim shol meisim. You can't make a bracha on the ner or a b'samim of people that die. My time in ner l'kavod u'davida, because that ner is not used for light. It's due for kavod. B'samim lav or reicha u'davida. The only reason I have the b'samim to make get rid of the bad smell. Rav Yonah Rav. Kol shemotzin l'fanav v'yom v'layla. In baruch alone love anything that that you bring out during the day and at night, right, you don't make a bracha on because it's not there for life. But anything they bring out only for the night, then you can make a bracha on it because it's definitely for light, and you can make a bracha on that. I'm Rav Huna. You can't make a bracha on besom that's used for a bathroom or oil that's used to remove sweat. You can't make a bracha on that. Wait a second. If you're not doing it for smell, you can't make a bracha on mesve. Let's say you enter inside the store of a guy who does besamim and you smelled something. You sit there all day long. You only do one bracha. You go in and out, You can make a bracha every time you go in and out. You're not doing it for reach. You're making the bracha in. It's also for reach. Because you want people to smell it and then buy from you. So it's also for reach, and that's why it could be okay. We have a bracha. Let's say you're walking outside the city and you smell something. If it's Rova, you can't make a bracha. Rav Yisrael Mavarach. But if it's Rov Yisrael, you could. Rav Yisrael Mavarach. But even if it's Rov Yisrael, you can't make a bracha. But let's still make kachos like kshafim. Because some of the Benos Yisrael are making kataros. They're burning incense for kshafim for magic. To cool kshafim and kachos. What? Are you kidding me? Do you think everybody's doing it for kshafim? Have a mute to kshafim. There's only a few people for kshafim. Mute and Lagamra as a kalim. Some people are doing a Lagamra as a kalim to finish off their kalim, not for necessarily the smell, but to put it on their kalim. Therefore, most people are doing it not for the right reason. And therefore, because it's Rov, can't make a bracha, and that's why we say even if it's Rov Yisrael, you would not make a bracha, says Rabbi Yossi. Okay, I'm Rabbi Chayyab Rabba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Halab Arvi Shabbos B'Tiverio, Motzei Shabbos B'Tzibori. If you're walking an Erev Shabbos in Tiverio, on a Motzei Shabbos B'Tzibori, and you smell a smell, in a Mavarach, you can't make the bracha, because you're not doing it for smell, they're doing it Lagamra B'Tzibori, because that's when they did it each time. If you're walking in the Shuk of non-Jews, in the Sratz HaLariach, if you want to smell what they have over there, then you're a sinner because they're doing most of that stuff for the bad stuff that's there. Okay, we have the top of Nun Gimel and Beis. You can't make a bracha on a nir until you actually benefit from it. Doesn't mean you mamish have to benefit from it. Anybody who could stand close by and you can use the light, even if it's far away from you, but in theory you could use it, that's good enough. Even if it's far away, that's going to be okay. It just has to be roy in some way. Let's say the nir was hidden by his lap or in some type of a lamp. Or he sees a flame, but he's not using its light. Or he's using light, but doesn't see the actual flame. You have to actually see the flame and then use the light. I understand you're using the light, but you don't see the flame. It's on the other side of a corner. But wait a second. If you see the light, that you see the flame, you're not using the light. How could that be? And it's so far away. It's dimming out. And that's the reason why you can't use it, but you do see a flame. Turn around. Two dots. If you have lit coals, then you can make a bracha on the omimos, but if they start going out little by little, you can't make a bracha on them. What are lochushes? If you would put inside there a twig and it would light on its own, that's considered lochushes. Omimos, omimos. How do you spell that word? Is it with an aleph or with an ayin? We have a pasuk. It says the cedar woods, lo amamu. They did not amamuhu, they didn't dim, in the Garden of Elohim, right? So we say with an ayin. Rav Amar Yosef Mamish, and Rava says, you Mamish have to benefit from us. Over here, we're saying, right, you don't necessarily have to benefit. That's what Rav Yonah Rav says, lo Yosef Yosef Mamish, al koshi yinu omed, as long as you can use it somewhat near. Rava says, argues with Rav Yonah Rav, you have to Mamish benefit from it. How much you have to benefit? The amount that it takes to differentiate between an Isser and a Punya, the two different types of coins. If you can tell the weight of the weight of Tiveri and the weight of Tzipori. Rav Yonah Baruch Adbei, Ida Daila, he used to make a bracha of Borei Marayish on the house of Aradayla. Rav Mavarach Adbei Guria Bar Chama. Abaye Mavarach Adbei Bar Avua. He would make it by Bar Avua's house. They would do by each one of these over here. If they were close enough to the house, they were able to use the light. That's good enough. They would do it. Even Rav Ema Chazon Ala Or Kedosh Machazon Ala Mitzvos. Right? We don't go after light like one goes after mitzvos itself. If you don't have any Or, okay, you don't have to go crazy to go find it. Amar Rebbe Zera Meir Shavu Madarna. Originally, I used to go after it. Kevin Shemana Lohod Rav Yonah Marav. Anam Lamadarna. I didn't go after it. Lemikalim Amelam Varchina. If I see light, then good. I'll make the bracha. And if not, not. They didn't have our Havdalah candles, I guess. Two dots. Misha Ochal, right? If you ate garlic, well, you should do it again. Rav Zvid, Vitim Rav Din Baraba, Machlus Beshacha. That's only if you forgot. Aval Bemezid, Divarko Yachzal Nkomi Varach. Everybody agrees. If you do it Bemezid, you left and you didn't make the Bracha Achrona. Everybody agrees you got to go back and you got to make the Bracha Peshit of Beshacha. It says, obvious. It says if you forgot, then there's a Machlokas. But if you forgot on purpose, for sure, you got to go back. Maybe the same thing, even if you did Bemezid, maybe the only reason why we said Beshacha is to tell you the Koach of Beshamai. The Beshamai says, even if you forgot, forgot, you got to go back to the original place to make the brachas. Kamash Malan, nope. The Mezid, everybody agrees that you got to go back. B'shochach, that's the only place where Veshamay Vizal argue. Tanya, Amr L'Vizal V'Veshamay, Vizal says V'Veshamay, L'Divrech Mishal B'Rosh Abira, B'shochach V'Yarav L'Oberach. So according to you, if somebody ate on top of a house, Vizal said V'Veshamay, and he forgot, and he came down, and he didn't make a brach, Yasal Rosh Abira V'Yavarach, he has to go all the way back up. If you forgot a wallet up there on the top of the house, would you go back and get it? The Kavod Atzmo, if you're going that back there for your own Kavod, the Kavod Shemayim Lekoshkin, should you go back for the Kavod of Shemayim? So of course you should go back in order to make the Barachan Ritre Talmidim. There were two Talmidim. One did it Beshogig, he forgot, and he went back like Beshamai. The Ashkach Arnak Gedavi, he found a wallet of gold, and the other person did Bemezid like Beshilel, right, and he go back, and he was eaten by a lion, which is interesting, because again, Bemezid, we said that everybody agreed. Either way, he was eaten by a lion. Rabbi Barachan of Akazu Besharos, he was going with a caravan, he ate, he forgot, he didn't bench. Amar Hechi Avid, what should I do? Yemin Luan Shnei Vavarech, if I say, I forgot to bench, Amar Li Baruch Kol Eichen Vavarech Zachman Abavarechas. They'll say to me, go and make the bracha. Wherever you bench to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that counts as a bracha. Mutab, Yemin Luan Shoy Yonah Dehavid. It's better if I say to them that I forgot a golden dove. Amar Luan, to really wait for me, the Ashni Yonah Dehavid, I forgot a golden dove. He lied. Also, Baruch, he went and he benched Ashkel Yonah Dehavid, and he found Yonah Dehavid, Maishna Yonah. Why? Yonah to Mesila Knesset Oli Yonah. As we say in a bunch of different places, Bnei Yisrael compared to a Yonah. Because the wings of a Yonah are surrounded by silver of Evrosebi Rakacha roots. And its wings are covered with a very great gold. My Yonah and its souls are a little bit, just like Yonah is only saved by its wings. Obviously, Yonah is only saved by mitzvot. And Bnei Yisrael only saved by mitzvot. And Messiah, who, etc. Kamashir equal. What is this considered, this digestion system? Well, how much is digestion? Rabbi Yochanan goes much in rough, as long as he's not hungry. As long as you're still thirsty because you're eating your food. I don't know if there's a machlok because here we hold 72 minutes. Amal Rav Yim Rav Shlami Lamarzutra. Rav Yim Rav Shlami said to Marzutra. Amal Rav Yim Rav Shizvi Lamarzutra. Yom Rav Shlakash. Did Rav Shlakash really say that it's as long as you're thirsty? How much is shear equals the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 mil? Each mil takes 18 minutes. That's 72 minutes altogether. It depends on how much you ate. If you ate a lot, then yeah, it would take 72 minutes. If you ate a little bit, then it's going to be the amount that, as long as you're thirsty because of it. So two dots. But if they got yain in the middle of the fasuda. It sounds like that a Jew, even if he didn't hear the entire bracha, the entire benching, he would still be able to answer amen. But if he didn't hear it, how would he be yotzeh? That's only if he didn't eat with him. He didn't eat with them, so he's answering amen just because you're supposed to answer amen. Rav said to his son, Bri, my son, grab the brachas whenever you can. Rav Huna said to Rav's son, try to make sure that you can bench, do as much as possible. But it sounds like that the person who makes the bracha is better than the person who answers amen, and that's why Rav Huna and Rav Chia and Rav told their sons to go ahead and grab the bracha. Is that true? It's greater to answer amen than it is to make the bracha. So why did they tell him to make the bracha? Rav Nuray, Hashamayim, oh my gosh, Kane who? Tedesh Ray Gulairan, Yordan Masgirim Muhammad, because there are Gulairan that go and they start the war, because the strong men are the ones that win the war at the very end of the day. So answering amen is more important. We say tonight, Tani Echon Baruch Bechadomi Mashma, you can make a bracha, you can answer amen. Both are true. Allah Mashmar and Lavarok Yosmin Ona Amen, but some quickly make the bracha better than answering amen. And that's how Rav held, and that's how Rav Huna held, and that's why they told their sons to make the bracha. But Rabbi Yossi, that price says it's better to answer amen. Shmuel asks Rav, Ma'u lanuz amen achar tinuk shavayis Rav? Should we answer amen after the little kids when they're making brachas? You can answer amen after everybody, chutz mi tinuk shavayis Rav, but not by tinuk shavayis Rav. Holds lamed asuyin, because they're only doing it to learn what to do. They're not actually making brachas. But that's if it's not their time when they're doing the haftorah, because they used to say the haftorah at the time and they make those brachos, right? Avol be'idim iftarayu. But if they're doing the haftorah, onin, they can answer amen. Tan rabbanon, shem ma'akev brachos Rabbi Zuloy. The oil is ma'akev the bracha, right? The shemen they used to have at the end of the suda, they used to rub their hands and whatever it is, right? So that is ma'akev is a bracha. You can't do benching until you do the oil thing. So Rabbi Zvoi said, Rabbi Zvoi Omer in a ma'akev. Rabbi Zvoi says, it's not ma'akev, you don't need it. Rabbi Acha Omer Shemen Tov ma'akev, good oil is ma'akev, is really good oil. Rabbi Zumoi Omer Kishin Shem Mizuam Pasul Avoida, just like somebody who stinks is possible to do the Avoida Kach Yadayim Mizuam, because if your hands are really dirty, Pasul Zul Bracha, you can't bench. Right, that's why we do my machronomer. I've never heard of Ziloy, Zivoy, Zuama. I never heard of these. I don't know about it. Right, when you sanctify yourselves, you got to do my machronomer. That's my nitzil zidan before you bench. You got to do my machronomer after you bench. Before you eat the meal, but after you eat the meal. Kikados is that Shemini got to have oil. And that's when you need the bracha. So you do need oil. Right, what kind of bracha, whatever it is, but we learn it out from that pasuk over there in Vayikra Perak Chav. Hadrilah Chedron, this is the end of the 8th paragraph.